This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are being joined by a WWE Hall of Famer. And also, you see him on the sidelines at many an Oklahoma game. SummerSlam coming up next week. College football season is upon us. I know I had to go find my good friend, WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross, joining us for a few minutes. You can find him on Twitter, at JRsBBQ. How are we doing tonight, JR?
Doing great, Sean. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Good to hear your voice. Hey, so JR, SummerSlam next week, and we're actually going to be doing a little SummerSlam post-game deal here on CBS Sports Radio next week. Four-way Universal title main event, and I know these are guys who you've spoken often about these guys and the work that they do. Brock Lesnar, Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, and Braun Strowman. How do you think those four are going to work together in that four-way main event, Jay? Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I think that for mainstream sports fans, they'll see that the four guys that are booked to perform in this match are all definitively alpha males. I don't think that's a hyperbole or exaggeration. All of their performances are essentially, Sean, physicality-based. None of them are finesse guys. They make contact when they're near each other. I can tell you this. In the restricted backstage area, the television monitors will be sold out. Every wrestler that's not wrestling or getting ready to do something on the television show will be watching it. I do expect to see Braun Strowman come out better than he went in. But I'm not of the mindset that Lesnar's losing the title.
Yeah, well, and they've got the stipulation lined up that if he does lose it, he leaves. And I guess, JR, you know, as you, I know in your mind, you look at this stuff and you sort of, you know, fantasy book this thing, and everything is sort of in the WWE world is always triggering a road to get to WrestleMania next year. That always seems to be the culmination for everything. What do you think this match potentially sets up over the long term here?
Well, it's just a guess, obviously, because I don't have any inside knowledge of
sure.
What definitively they're doing strategically. But for me, in my world, it would be to set up Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Wow. So you see Strowman, because I know they've been trying to create issues with Reigns and Lesnar, and we've seen Joe and Lesnar. So you think Strowman on that big a stage?
Yeah, he's the future of the he's the next hit guy without a doubt in my mind. Based on my experience and signing some talents that did get over the hump, I see him becoming a big star. Is he ready today? No. Will he be ready in April in New Orleans? I'm not sure. But if that's the destination, then they can get him ready because he's a big athlete and smart.
JR, what do you do with a guy like Reigns, who the company has clearly been trying to push as a top guy, and we know what the reactions have been to Reigns on pay-per-views and Monday nights, and he had the huge win over The Undertaker at WrestleMania, but it seems like the company tries to push him really hard, and the crowd just seems to reject it. If you're just looking at the whole Reigns situation with how the crowd has kind of internalized him, how would you be handling this?
Well, I would continue to utilize him as a star because I think he is a star, and I think he is one of their building blocks for the future and is going to be a big time player there. The issue that the fans have seemingly is that they don't completely concur with the creative. In other words, they think that Reigns is miscast and he should be a villain. So whether that's right or wrong, everybody's got their opinion, obviously, but he's a star, and I would just steer the course and not try to force the hand of him being the most popular guy in school.
Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, the other matches on the card for SummerSlam, which ones are you most looking forward to?
I'm very curious to see how Jinder Mahal and Shinsuke Nakamura match up. Their styles are a little... They say, you know, all the old cliches, styles make fights, all this other good stuff. It kind of does in this genre as well. You got to be on the same page, and I think both those guys will be on the same page. I just don't know how their skill sets match up, and I'm very curious to see how it evolves because, you know, we haven't seen, I don't think, the very best Shinsuke Nakamura yet. Will this be that opportunity? And Jinder Mahal is a smart enough kid to understand where he is right now in his professional life and how big this opportunity is to main event, I guess, one of the best workers, performers in the world in Nakamura. So a lot on the line on this matchup, and it's going to be very interesting to see how it's contested and how the performance evolves.
JR, what are your thoughts on the women's product? We know that you just got done doing the Mae Young Classic big tournament, and it's going to be I know you'll tell me the date that it's going to be airing on the network here. What is the date that it's airing on the network, JR?
August 28th.
August 28th. Huge tournament with some of the world's best women. But I, you know, just the promo for Monday Night Raw this week on USA is the issue with Sasha Banks and Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss. Like, that's what they're promoting Monday Night Raw with, which I think is great. I think those women are all awesome performers. Just your general thoughts on where the women's product has evolved to at this point.
Well, first of all, the USA promo might have was influenced and done by USA. The promos that you see in show, I think, would have more of the WWE's fingerprints on them.
Okay.
But they've made a concerted effort to elevate the perception and all things involving and revolving around women's wrestling. This Mae Young Classic is a 32-women single elimination tournament. And it's a big deal. And it's we're going to do a tremendous amount of work to get it on the air on August 28th on the WWE Network, but it doesn't surprise me, and I see this evolving, and guys like you and me that are old school guys to some degree have to get used to it because mm-hmm. I love it. Hey, I still got a crush on Jenny Finch, so what the hell do I know?
I think they're awesome, JR. Like, I think the athleticism. I think the honestly, like, a kind of low key. I think that Total Divas reality TV show was kind of a stroke of genius as well in terms of helping enhance some of their personalities. I think the company's done a pretty good job with the women.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm happy for them too because there's no reason. It just gives fans another reason to invest in the brand.
Yep.
You know, it takes a lot of. You got to really be motivated to want to go see something. To load your ass up in your car and drive to the arena and pay for parking and pay for tickets and pay for a beverage or a T-shirt or whatever, it's a high-dollar investment on almost anything that we go to. Concerts, ball games, WWE, whatever. How about the price of tickets for McGregor and Mayweather, for God's sakes? So the point is, if you can give fans enough reasons to disembark from the couch and get to the arena, have at it.
Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, I want to make sure we talk some football while I have you on here because everybody knows you are, you know, you're I think, inextricably linked with the OU football program for a lot of fans out there. What's it been like for the first training camp with no Bob Stoops there with under Lincoln Riley? How different does it feel?
Well, be honest with you, not much.
Interesting.
We have one new coach in Ruffin McNeil. Everybody else has been there, many for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln feels like he's been there a long time because he was so embedded in the process from day one when Bob hired him. So it's been very smooth. That's all I can say. I mean, there's a lot of words I guess I could look them up, but smooth is the way that hits me first, and uneventful. It's been a very effective, very well-run, very organized camp. And the thing that amazes me is that they continue to recruit like their hair's on fire. It's absolutely amazing.
You got to. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, JR, but, you know, this Big 12, you know, with Tom Herman at UT now and Matt Rhule at Baylor and Lincoln Riley at OU, it's a young coaches league now. How key is that early Ohio State game, JR, for the Big 12 that I know you're going to be at with our buddy Wallace Marsh?
Yeah, good old Wallace and I are going to fly up there to Columbus on Thursday and take in the sights and sounds of Ohio State. Can't wait.
Yep.
Our good friend Kevin Wilson will be calling plays and, for the Buckeyes. So it's a lot of emotion in that game for a lot of reasons. It's obviously, Sean, it's a big game. I mean, it's on national television, primetime Saturday night, the A-team, the A-game. For all those reasons, it's massive. But does it stamp the Big 12 as, okay, you're one step closer to disbanding or one step closer to staying together? I don't really think so. Yeah. I think it's just one hell of a big ball game the second week of the season.
Yeah, Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, before we let you go here at the top of the hour, I mentioned SummerSlam. You've got one of your one-man shows coming up in New York for SummerSlam weekend. I know we have listeners in New York. If they want to get to that show, where can they go?
Well, we're going to be at the Gotham Comedy Club this Friday night. I'm going to be there for Ringside with Jim Ross, and my special guest is Paul Heyman. So it's the first time that Paul and I have ever done an event like this with no script, live mics, live audience. So you get your tickets at GothamComedyClub.com. We don't have many tickets left, truthfully, but it's this Friday night. A good, nice way to kick off SummerSlam.
Yeah, no question about that. And, of course, the podcast, you got a book coming out, all the sauces and everything else. Where's the JR's BBQ is the website, right? JR.com and JR's BBQ on Twitter.
It's the loneliest damn website in the world. JR'sBBQ.com.
So you can get all the information there. And, yeah, if you're in New York, go check out the show. JR's one-man shows are awesome. And Heyman is only going to take that up a couple notches, I'm sure. JR, I appreciate you making time, man. Go watch your TV shows.
All right, buddy. Hey, keep your eye on the Oklahoma offensive line this year. They're going to be devastated.
Well, that's what you need, man, to go get to that college football playoff. Appreciate the time, JR, as always. WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross joining me on the program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.